This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Tuesday. I almost just said Monday, but we were gone yesterday. It's Tuesday. My goodness. On a Tuesday. And yes, I think we might just have to make it a Medal of Honor Tuesday because we miss Medal of Honor Monday. But here's what we have on tap for tonight. I'm excited because there's all kinds of juicy stuff. Talk about nuclear war. Yeah, that'll be fun. That's always a good time, right? We're going to talk about Biden, the communist mind. How does the communist mind work? That's going to be a central theme, if you will, on the show. We're going to talk about the left wing, the commie real power strings that govern so much. More January 6th political prisoners, the Navy's being destroyed, more talk of all that 14th Amendment stuff, and so much more is coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. I actually want to begin here, someplace totally different, because I think it provides us an excellent window into the commie mind. And remember, that's what we really care about and what we will always talk about on this show. Not direct stories. Yeah, we'll address this story or that story, but what's more important than stories? What's more important than having a story? I have a story right here. Here's a story. Might get to it later on in the show. Short-staffed Austin police, that's Austin, Texas, urge robbery victims not to call 911 as crime ravages the city. Now, you, me, we could sit down and have a long talk about how we should think about this exact story. Who are we going to blame? Whose fault is this? Who's being hurt by this? What are the solutions? Like, we could sit and break this down in detail, a response to this individual story. But I would argue it's much more valuable if you and me, we sit down, if we both walk away from it understanding how to think about stories like this. What are the concepts? What are the patterns we're seeing? That's so much more valuable because that That lets you not only figure out how to think about this story, that lets me not only think about how to think about this story, that lets me, it will govern how I think about tomorrow's story and the next day's story and the next day's story, because there's always a new story, right? It's not just important to know the general feelings on a story. Conceptually, how do you see what's happening out there? Because there's a great little example here. Roselle Park, New Jersey. Maybe you've been there. Roselle Park, New Jersey. They have a mayor. It's a Democrat city. The mayor's name, what is this daggone mayor's name? The mayor's name is Joseph Signorello III. Joseph Signorello III. And judging by his height in the video, most definitely Italian. He finds himself in a conversation with a James O'Keefe. You probably know who James O'Keefe is. He used to be with Project Veritas. They had some sort of ugly separation there. Anyway, they had a separation. It doesn't matter. James is an investigative reporter. I'm not going to even go into the backstory of why James is in New Jersey interviewing this mayor. I'm going to play just a wee little bit of this clip because there's a gold mine in here, something we've brought up before, but we're going to bring up again on how the communist thinks. And I just want to set it up by reminding you of this. And what I'm about to say, it applies to those annoying college kids you go to college with who all think they're liberals. It applies to your liberal Aunt Peggy. It applies to your Democrat uncle who rants about politics at Thanksgiving time. What I'm about to say applies to all these people. Yes, they're human beings. I wouldn't say they're not. They're human beings. God created human beings. But it will help you and it will help me if we think about them as if they're robots. Robots who have been programmed. They have had a specific programming. They have approached willingly the hive mind. They've pulled out their little cord and they plugged it in and they get software updates. And they want to be. Remember this about the robots, the communist robots in our society. You look at a communist robot who's told to wear a mask on his face and get his 15th booster shot, and he's told this and he's told that, and you look at him regurgitating all the talking points the media and the Democrats have given him, and what your instinct is, what my instinct is to free that slave from his chains. He wants to be free. He wants to think for himself. But it's important that you and me always remember this. Historically, many slaves have not wanted to be freed from their chains. And many slaves, historically, in society after society after society, when given the option, have chosen to remain underneath the guy who was their owner once they've been given their freedom. That's a historical fact. Because a lot of people, then, now, in the future, they want to be told what to think, where to go, what to do. I want you to listen how the mayor responds when James O'Keefe shows up and really just asks him some fairly basic, benign questions. No yelling, no nothing. Very, very basic. He's a mayor. Shouldn't be a problem, right? Listen to what his instinct is.
You're the mayor of this town?
I am the mayor of this town. And it's my job, right? It's my job to interact with the board insofar as keeping kids safe, right? And it's my firm opinion, the undue chaos that you've brought here.
How did I bring chaos?
You are making people feel unsafe.
How so?
Because there is no reason for anybody in any of these schools to feel... What are you looking at?
Did you hear what he did? That's it. That's all I'm going to play for you. Did you hear what he did? Did you hear it? I'm going to play it again in case you missed it. Did you hear what he did? Listen. Listen to what he did.
You're the mayor of this town?
I am the mayor of this town. And it's my job, right? It's my job to interact with the board insofar as keeping kids safe, right? And it's my firm opinion, the undue chaos that you've brought here.
How did I bring chaos?
You are making people feel unsafe.
How so?
Because there is no reason for...
You're making people feel unsafe. And you heard he was asked, James, to his credit, asked him follow-up question, because he's just a reporter. He's sitting there with a microphone. He didn't bring an army or anything. James asked him, how am I making people feel unsafe? And did you hear what he did? Got that real nervous laughter and then tried to answer it with some weird thing. But that's not the most important part. The most important part was his programming, this little communist robot. You have probably experienced this in some way in your own life. If you haven't, you undoubtedly will. I guarantee you've seen it or heard it before, though. What's his instinct when he's challenged on evil? You're making people feel unsafe. He couldn't answer the question how, because he doesn't believe it, nor does he care whether or not it's true. So why would the mayor of a city answer a question like that when he doesn't believe it and doesn't know whether or not it's true? He answers that question for the same reason your liberal Aunt Peggy freaks out and starts screaming when you challenge her on abortion at Thanksgiving time. He doesn't know how to go outside of his programming. He hasn't thought through issues because he doesn't want to think through issues. If he thought through issues with any depth, he would be somewhere on the right, wherever you want to call them. Anti-communist, nationalist, libertarian, conservative, neoconservative, whatever you want to call him, he would be somewhere on the right. He would be. Because he thought about things. He didn't think about things and doesn't want to think about things. Your classmates, your Democrat co-workers, your idiot uncle, your liberal Aunt Peggy, they're all the same way. Communists are trained robot slaves. That's why they all respond in the very same identical, predictable manner, no matter what happens. One of the first things you've seen over and over and over again, and things you will see from here to the end of communism, will be the accusation of unsafe, dangerous. You're making people, this is making people feel unsafe. I'm unsafe. It's a safety concern. But why do they do that? Because even a mayor that's 4 feet tall like this guy, even he isn't unsafe in that environment. I guess there's a chance somebody, if they're not looking, may step on him, but he's not uniquely unsafe in any way in that environment. Why does he lash out like that? Well, because he's been trained to, but why did he get trained that way? The communists who trained that mayor, why did they train him to respond like that, unsafe? We're going to have that talk next. Before we have that talk, you actually are unsafe. Now, not immediately, well, at least I hope not. Make sure you're aware of your surroundings. But if you don't have a 3-month emergency food kit, then how certain is your future? Honestly, how certain is it? We're going to talk. Look, Russia's threatening nuclear war, a nuclear strike on America. That's not me. They threatened it. This stuff is real. And ask people who've lived through these horrible world events, it gets real, real quick. Does everyone in your family have 3 months worth of food so they can eat if, God forbid, that EMP goes pop in your area and the place goes dark? Are you going to starve to death, eat one of your children? Or do you have an emergency 3-month food kit from My Patriot Supply? They're prepped, ready to go. They ship fast and free, and right now, they're $200 off. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com, and they're $200 off. That's where you get that deal. Preparewithjessekelly.com. Everyone in your home needs one. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I don't know that we have to play any more John Cougar Mellencamp on the show, Chris. Well, you know he's a huge dirty commie, right? I understand most of the musicians are, but he's an even more despicable dirty commie. I think it was last week. I don't have audio of it, but I just saw an article about it. He was on stage and he said something. It was 1 or 2% of black people have a better life today than they did during slavery, is what John Mellencamp said about America. Yeah, about America. Yeah, that guy's a moron. He's a moron. Look, okay, leave the song. Leave the song. He did have a couple good jams. Leave the song. I'm just saying he's a dirty commie. All right, speaking of dirty commies, back to what we're talking about. Why do communists get trained to respond when their evil deeds are exposed? They will almost inevitably respond about it being unsafe. There are threats. It's unsafe. There was threats of violence. Why are they trained this way, though?
You're the mayor of this town?
I am the mayor of this town. And it's my job, right? It's my job to interact with the board insofar as keeping kids safe, right? And it's my firm opinion, the undue chaos that you've brought here.
How did I bring chaos?
You are making people feel unsafe.
How so?
Because there is no...
Why? Well, understand this. The communist, he's out to destroy you specifically. Your values, your country, your job, your child, yourself, your parents. You have to understand that it's specifically about you. He's not out there to just destroy anything, although he does. He destroys anything and everything. He believes that you family-oriented, patriotic, God-fearing, normal person who believes in a hard day of work, you are the enemy to him. You are the one that if he can defeat you, then he will finally achieve all of his goals. And we have to wrap our minds around this if we're ever going to truly defeat these people. We have to understand how they think. When you, and I'm going to explain it to you this way, and I'll come back to this. When you are out and about, let's say you go to Red Lobster. We went to Red Lobster this weekend. And let's say you're sitting there enjoying your Cheddar Bay biscuits dipped in the shrimp scampi sauce, and you look across and you see another family there. And it's very clearly a loving husband and wife, two or three kids, and they're enjoying themselves. Maybe they even bow their heads to pray before they eat. You probably wouldn't bat an eye. Maybe you would smile. Maybe you'd even head nod. Maybe you'd ignore them. But it wouldn't create some negative emotional response. It probably would create a positive one, right? No matter what your belief system or anything, you'd probably think, oh, that's nice, man. We need more of that in the country, right? We'd all agree. But that's where we get so screwed up, is we think that those values are shared across the board. The truth is, your liberal Aunt Peggy, when she sits there in Red Lobster and she looks at that family of the husband, wife, and children, she is full of bitterness and jealousy and hatred. And she knows she has to blow that whole thing up. Otherwise, all the things that she wants can never come to fruition. Not with these dirty families out there and their values. Now that brings us to the communists. So why does he call out unsafety? Makes people feel unsafe. Well, remember, he's uniquely designed to attack you. He's trained to destroy you. You, the decent human being, you don't want anyone to get hurt. Ever. That's your instinct as a human being, as a pro-human. You want people to be safe. You don't look at loss of life and really ever celebrate, unless it's some dirtball terrorist or something like that. You might cheer and give your buddy a high five, but never do you hear about a house fire or a wildfire or an earthquake or a mass shooting or any kind of violence of any kind. You never hear that and celebrate and cheer, because pro-humanity is in your nature. It's how you're built. Well, remember, the communist, he's trained to destroy how you're built. So he will try to appeal to humanity he doesn't have, your humanity. He will try to appeal to values he doesn't have, your values. That dirty commie in New Jersey, he wouldn't care if everyone at that school board died. If he got more power, money for himself, he wouldn't shed a tear. Those values are not inside of him anywhere. But he also knows beyond a shadow of a doubt, you would care. If everyone at that school board, the kids and the parents and the teachers and everyone else, if even one hair on somebody's head was harmed, you would dislike it. And so whenever you try to expose his evil deeds, his first instinct always is to claim unsafe. It's why your liberal Aunt Peggy this Thanksgiving, now that you're no longer a conservative, you're an anti-communist, and you're not going to let her saunter in there on Thanksgiving and get away with all the filth she's done before. This time, you're going to challenge her because our social shame system must be adjusted. This time, when Aunt Peggy storms off, she'll mention something about being unsafe or too much. Or you just want to argue.
You're the mayor of this town?
I am the mayor of this town. And it's my job, right? It's my job to interact with the board insofar as keeping kids safe, right? And it's my firm opinion, the undue chaos that you've brought here.
How did I bring chaos?
You are making people feel unsafe.
It's their first response. And it's a direct response to you and your values. Are you ready for Thanksgiving? You got enough chalk flowing through your veins for Thanksgiving? You're going to need it. Look, we've got what is it, Chris? 3 months till Thanksgiving, give or take? Chris, you people celebrate Thanksgiving too, right? You do? Okay, well, see, what? 3 months? I didn't know all the traditions. Anyway, male vitality stack, female vitality stack, and it turns out you have just the right amount of time to start really feeling the effects of it. It's time to get boned up for Thanksgiving. Go to choq.com and get a subscription to a male vitality stack, fellas. Ladies, you need a female vitality stack. You're going to stroll into Thanksgiving all energized and ready to roll. And you're going to stroll into an election year energized and ready to go. choq.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off those subscriptions. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Time to get ready for Liberal Aunt Peggy.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word. one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. I'm telling you right now, it's a three-hour show. Before the show is over, you're going to hear me call it Monday. I'm all screwed up. These four-day work weeks, they get me all screwed up. I don't know what's going on. Let's address something before I get into this whole... We're dealing with commies and commie mentalities and things like that. Before I get into some more of that, let's do a couple of these. Dear Poser Oracle, this guy says, remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Dear Poser Oracle, I'm appalled to hear that you refer to cutting a couple inches off your already scarce hair on your head, shaving. As someone who proudly uses a straight razor to shave my head every other day, I am disgusted. I too was forced into shaving my head because of an embarrassing hairline, but at least I had the cojones to actually shave it. You have built this up to be something of epic proportions, when in reality, it's all been a lie. I'm going to go drown my sorrows in some world-famous Jesse Kelly queso in hopes it can wash away the tarnished image you've put in my head. You can say my name on the radio if you choose to share. His name is Nick, and I got this one too. Nobody's nice about my hair. Nobody's nice. Jesse, my son literally got... Why did you have to say that? Why did you have to say that? My son literally got his first haircut this weekend, and as his precious baby locks fell off his shoulders, I couldn't help but wonder how your last haircut was. Did you get to sit in the model midlife crisis car chair? Did you pay the upcharge for professional photos? Did someone serve you chips and cheese, so on and so forth? Anyway, I sincerely hope that your perma hat choice, if you decide to go that route, is an edible sombrero with queso-filled brim. His name is Max. Okay, well, maybe you're watching me right now on the simulcast. Remember, they simulcast the radio show on the first TV. You can go enjoy that. It's on DirecTV or whatever. I'd like to point something out. We're working on the lighting for the simulcast. I'm looking at the simulcast now, and everyone's going to say I'm lying, okay? But I'm not lying. The simulcast makes me look balder than I actually am. No, yes, it does, Chris. It's way too bright up there. I did get the hair buzzed down this weekend, if you'd like to know the exact circumstances. You know, we had Saturday, Sunday, Monday. The wife decided she was going to do it for me, because all you need is some clippers, right? And attach them and go buzz away. Saturday, I asked her to do it, and she said, I'm not ready yet. I don't think I can. She was looking at my hair worried, which already hurt me. Then Sunday, we go to church, went to Red Lobster, came home, said, baby, I think it's time. I need to cut my hair. And she said, I'm still not ready. Still not ready. So yesterday, I finally told her, hey, I promised everyone it's coming this weekend. I need you to buzz my hair. We went out back. You should understand now that my sons are terrible, terrible people. And they sat there and made fun of me the whole time. I sat in a chair in the middle of the lawn, and the wife got an extension cord for the clippers and proceeded to just buzz all of it off. And that's how it went. And I don't want to talk about this anymore. I'm still having a hard time. Look, I'm having a hard time with it. I will say, I think it's going to grow on me. I really feel like, no, I'm not going to shave it. I'm not going to do the razor thing. I'm going to leave a little bit on there. Just a little something for the ladies. What, Chris? I'm going to leave a little bit of something on there. But I think I pull it off well. Let me just tell you, I think I look ravishing. Am I going to be a hat guy? Well, yes and no. I've never been a full-time hat guy. The problem is now in the sun, you need to have a hat.
Otherwise, the scalp gets sunburnt. And the only alternative there is to try to put sunscreen on your bald head. But then everyone can see, wow, he's got gross white stuff in his head. I don't understand what's going on. It makes me uncomfortable. Anyway, we're moving on to politics and other things because Joe Biden's a piece of trash. Oh, before we need to do that, I need to do one more thing really quickly. Sorry, it's Dad Jesse. I can't help it. I just feel the need. Look, you know I tell you you can email the show. Love, hate, death threats, whatever you want. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You know that I actually do read the emails, right? Chris prints them all out for me, and he brings them to me, and I read them every day. Everyone? No. No. I would say it's probably most of them. Chris deletes a bunch before I can get them. If you write me 4 pages full of weird stuff with all kinds of stuff, he's just going to delete it. But for the most part, I read the emails, all of them. And when you read me email or when you write me an email about how the show has in any way touched your life, made your life a little bit better, whether it's a ride to school with your dad or we've had stories about how it's saved your life or whatever, it means the world to us. We actually do believe in what we do. It means the world to us. So that's why I do things like this. I feel obligated. Rip Currents. Big story out there now. This one was off New York. Rip Currents, Rip Currents, Rip Currents. I just want to remind everybody. Rip Currents, Rip Tides, they run perpendicular to the beach. They are very powerful, and they run perpendicular to the beach. And they're also very thin. What does that mean? It means if you get caught in one, you are not going to overpower the ocean. Stop trying to swim back to the beach. It's your human instinct to swim back to the beach when you get caught in one. Stop doing that. Swim parallel to the beach, and you will find yourself having swam right out of it, and then you can swim right back to the beach once you're out of it. If you choose to fight the ocean instead and just try to swim back to the beach, you're going to die. Anyway, so there's that. We'll dig into some national debt stuff, nuclear war stuff. I'm going to do Medal of Honor Tuesday in a minute. I do want to talk about Biden for a moment. Biden, who dropped this absolute marvelous gem right here.
Nobody can deny the impact of climate crisis. At least nobody intelligent can deny the impact.
Nobody intelligent. That's right after Biden dropped this one.
It's good to be almost home. You know, I wouldn't have been elected to the United States Senate in the first place were it not for Philadelphia. That's not a joke.
I wouldn't have been elected to the United States Senate in the first place if it wasn't for Philadelphia. Huh. That is so weird. Hang on, let me pull up something here. Probably should have done this before the show started. I know Joe was a senator. I would have sworn he was a senator from... Yeah, senator from Delaware. Huh. So... How did Philadelphia help out, Joe? Now, look, maybe things have changed. I'll be honest. I did what I tell you to do, and I walked away from the news for the weekend, so maybe things have changed. Is Philadelphia still in Pennsylvania? Because it was always a part of Pennsylvania when I was a kid. If it's now part of Delaware, look, it's fine. I realize borders get redrawn all the time. Maybe this is just the new thing, but look, Joe couldn't have been there without them.
It's good to be almost home. You know, I wouldn't have been elected to the United States Senate in the first place were it not for Philadelphia. That's not a joke.
Okay, but let's deal with what we're actually talking about today. You do remember East Palestine, right? East Palestine, Ohio, the horrific chemical spill there. Nobody in the Biden administration showed up or even cared.
The month of August... He was in the White House one day, and he was 8 days spending on the road doing other things. And then the rest of the time, he was at his homes in Rehoboth and Wilmington and Lake Tahoe, relaxing and having family time. That is reprehensible. He should have been here. He should be helping these people.
I've showed horrible contamination in the creeks for 6-7 months now, and not a thing happens. In fact, the opposite happens. I believe the EPA covers things up. I just got test results back that I took myself because I'm tired of all this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Joe Biden responded like this.
It's good to be almost home.
Wait, that's the wrong one. Joe Biden responded like this.
You said in March that you would go to East Palestine, Ohio. You came here. How come you haven't gone to East Palestine yet?
Well, I haven't had the occasion to go to East Palestine. There's a lot going on here, and I just haven't been able to break.
Yeah, just been super busy. Look, it's a lot of ins, a lot of outs. But obviously that's a lie. So why? What's the real reason? Well, again, this is going to come back to the communist mindset. So we're going to address that. Then we're doing Medal of Honor Tuesday and nuclear war and all kinds of fun, juicy stuff. Before we do that, I know you saw the news about the 60-year-old woman who was beaten mercilessly. I'm just going to say this again, and I want you to spread it around to the normie norms and normie normas. No matter what you're doing, whether you're getting the mail, jogging, at work, out on a Friday night, if you don't have something on you that will allow you to stop an evil man from hurting you badly, you are practically naked, and not the good kind of naked. You need to carry something on you that will allow you to stop a bad man. A hero gun, a hero arrow, it's non-lethal. Go to hero2020.com. You don't need a concealed carry permit. All you need is the promo code Jesse. Save yourself some money. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
President Biden tested negative last night for COVID-19 and tested negative again today. He's not experiencing any symptoms. As far as the steps he is taking, since the president was with the First Lady yesterday, he will be masking while indoors and around people in alignment with CDC guidance. And he, as has been the practice in the past.
They're totally bringing back masks again. We'll get to the COVID stuff and nuclear war and Medal of Honor Tuesday in a minute. I'm gonna finish up this thought I was having on Joe Biden. Why didn't Joe Biden ever actually go to East Palestine? Why did he never go? It was months and months and months ago. It's over half a year ago. Why did he never go? Went right to Maui, didn't go to East Palestine. What's the reason? Well, this goes back to honestly what we were already talking about the value system of you versus the value system of a communist. You see, you have a heart for people. And I want you to promise me that you'll always keep that heart for people. It's a good thing. It's a good thing to have a heart for your fellow man. And so when you see there's a wildfire tearing through Maui, you don't immediately run to look at the congressional map. You immediately feel for the poor, mostly poor people who freaking burned to death in Maui. When you see that there's a train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, you're not there, but your heart goes out to those people. Think what it would be like. And those are poor people too. They don't have second homes to run to. That's where they're at. They're hard scrabble, working class people. This is what they have to live in. Their freaking kids have health problems. They're having health problems. No one cares about them. You have a heart for them. But it's important to understand Biden, and more specifically, the communists around Biden, the communists controlling Biden. They don't look at anything in that way. Because again, as we've mentioned several times before, they're anti-humans. So as an anti-human, there's no such thing as a human tragedy. So when there is something that other people consider a human tragedy, as a communist, if you're part of the Biden administration, and we're dealing with the real commies behind Biden, people like Susan Rice, Lisa Monaco, Valerie Jarrett, all these commies from the Obama administration who now run the United States of America, even though most people don't know it. If you're one of those three and Joe Biden's the cadaver you use to try to speak to the camera and there's a terrible fire in Maui, what do you immediately do? Well, you don't cry. You don't have any kind of an emotional response. Even when you read about the 14-year-old boy who burned to death holding his dog, you don't care. You're an anti-human. But you do know this might be an opportunity. So what do? There's a fire in East Maui. Hey, bring me the numbers. Can we find out where the how that area vote? Are they Democrat? What's that? 2-1 Democrat? Oh, hey, fire up Air Force One. It's time to go to Hawaii, baby. Joe Biden off to Hawaii he goes. East Palestine has a problem. Joe Biden, his communists around him, they immediately called for a map, called for the numbers. Hey, how do these people vote? Oh, what's that? Oh, man, that's pretty big Trump country. Blood red? Ah, we're good. Who cares? We don't like to, as Americans, we don't like to think that we have entered a new era because of how scary and horrible that is. I don't want a new era. You don't want a new era. You don't want to live in a late stage republic, and neither do I. You don't want to live in a country where the country is at war with itself, where one of the two political parties is actually trying to arrest, kill, and imprison its political opponents, and the other party is too weak and pathetic and just overall embarrassing to actually do something about it.
What are you hearing about the impeachment inquiry conversation?
So I think that my constituents back here, some of them want revenge, some of them want retribution, and others want to get over this and they want to move on and solve the problem.
That's Low T Ken Buck out of Colorado, in case you're wondering who that is. Probably the poster boy for the male vitality stack from Chalk. Poster boy of someone who needs it. Anyway, you don't want to live in this kind of place. You don't want to live in this kind of an era, and neither do I. But it is important for us to never fall prey to the way of thinking, the Ken Buck way of thinking, where if I just act like everything's okay and conduct myself like everything's okay, then everything will be okay. Well, I know the boat is taking on a lot of water, and I know it's easing down into the ocean, but hey, let's do dinner. Let's do dinner. I don't want to have to do the whole abandoned ship thing. Let's do dinner. That's what this low TGOP is. We don't help ourselves. We don't help our children. We don't help anybody by pretending like we live in a country where we don't live anymore. That is part, look, it's part of why we do the show, part of why we do it the way we do it. It's part of why you heard me rant and rave when they were calling for protests in New York City, and you heard me lose my mind behind the microphone. And I really lost my mind when people responded to me, and I understand why they did it that way. I do. When people responded to me, are you saying I don't have rights? I have the First Amendment. And I sympathized. And I still do sympathize, because people, they don't want to accept the new world they've been given. But we have to not only accept it, we have to embrace it, because this is an era where we have obligations. We have duties. We have things we have to do, fights we have to fight. And sitting there doing this pie in the sky thing, everything's okay, we'll just pretend like it's fine. As long as I pretend it's fine, eventually it'll go back to being fine. Someone tell me it's fine. That doesn't work. That doesn't save a nation. You know what does save a nation? Men who earn the Medal of Honor. We have Medal of Honor Tuesday, because we weren't here yesterday. Medal of Honor Tuesday is coming up next. We'll get to some nuclear war stuff. That'll be always spicy. They're not giving up on this removing Trump from the ballot thing. A new January 6th political prisoner. Your MyPillow towel set hopefully is already on the way to the House. If it's not, what are you doing? Especially when it's 50% in savings right now. MyPillow makes the best towel set on earth. Everyone knows it. All USA cotton. Comes with two bath, two hand, two wash towels. Normally $79.98. For a limited time, $39.99 right now. USA cotton. And may I just say, MyPillow, Mike Lindell, to their credit, they have not been avoiding cultural wars. They've been wading into them for years now. Imagine building a successful company and then constantly risking it all by fighting against this evil culture we have. That's what MyPillow does. Towels, sheets, whatever. MyPillow's your one-stop shop. It's your first stop for these kinds of things. And look, this towel set, it really is the softest, best thing ever, man. 50% off. Go get a couple sets. MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Use the promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.